Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
There are two people close to President Lincoln who I believe history has treated unfairly: his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, and General Ulysses S. Grant. Mary Todd was from an upper-class family. Her uncle was a judge. She, no doubt, had many suitors from the upper class. But her affections fastened on Abraham Lincoln, and she waited a considerable time for his marriage proposal. She was a short, stout lady with a strong will, contrasted against Lincoln's extremely laid-back disposition. When Lincoln ran for office, Mary was his first fan, enthusiastically supporting and encouraging him. She also accommodated his somewhat freewheeling habits. As a lawyer, Lincoln loved people and he loved to talk. He was a master storyteller. Sometimes he would come home late from work with several unexpected dinner guests. Mary was then forced to scramble, throwing together a meal and playing the perfect host. When Lincoln became president, he endured a string of generals who somehow fell short of the task. And then there was General Grant. Grant knew no fear. Through the war, he and Lincoln became good friends. History paints General Robert E. Lee, commander of the Confederate Army, as the perfect general. Tall, handsome, all spit and polish. Grant, on the other hand, was the opposite. Shaggy hair, unkempt uniform, and he drank too much. In reality, he possessed tactical brilliance. And let's face it, he beat Lee and won the war.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.